Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back. The big one at one, your biggest story in sports today. There's no question about this. Dusty Baker is out as the manager of the Washington Nationals. Just a two-season stay in the district, couple division titles, two playoff appearances. No manager had accomplished that previously. Dusty Baker, 95 wins in 2016, did better with more injuries, 97 wins in his age 68 season in 2017, his 21st and 22nd year managing in the major leagues. I predicted, Danny, that around the country we would hear a lot of national writers clubbing this decision, and that's beginning. You know, some of this is correct and warranted. Some of this is Baker's, again, a very popular, well-liked guy, so moves like this don't generally get reviewed favorably. Scott Miller, who's a great dude I've worked with in the past on MLB Network Radio, he's a national columnist for Bleacher Report and Turner Sports, works at SiriusXM. He says, Nationals ownership is cheap and unpredictable, and cheap as Bud Black found out, and unpredictable as Dusty learned. He called the Nationals a losing organization. Well, they haven't been, to be completely honest with you. The Learners have done a really good job with Mike Rizzo at building this foundation because they're the opposite of a losing organization. They win division titles more often than they don't. They make the playoffs every year. They haven't gotten over the hump. So I'm going to reach out to Scott and see if we can get him on. I don't agree with that assessment at all. And I think that you got to be able to have two discussions here. One is the history of the managerial situation here in Washington, going through as many as they have. The other is, did Dusty Baker deserve to come back or not? It's not like they fired him with a year or two left on his deal.
Right.
That's
an important distinction.
He managed the two seasons they signed him to manage. His contract was up.
It's important. I think that's an important thing. And again, the it's weird that my first inclination was, oh, no, Mike Maddox. So that lets you know kind of where I'm at on this entire saga. But I keep going back to the same thing, and I apologize for overdoing it. If you're just tuning in, Dusty Baker's out, and so is his whole coaching staff with the Washington Nationals. 800-636-1067. Plenty of chance for you guys to react on the phones. I ultimately care so much about, yes, what the decision that was made, and I'm hoping, I'm willing to do anything to try to get past this point that they haven't gotten past. The same way the Dodgers are willing to do anything to get past the NLCS, which they couldn't get past, even though they'd been three straight times, et cetera, right? For me, I need to get past this point so badly. For anybody in DC sports, I'm willing to do anything. And the desperation is probably leading me to make bad decisions, to be honest with you. But that's just my opinion, and I'm paid to give it. I care so much, though, about the process behind the scenes, because the more the Learners start overruling Mike Rizzo, does that eventually cost you Mike Rizzo? The more rift there is between those guys, do other teams perceive that you may get a deal done with Mike Rizzo, but then the Learners come in to kibosh it? Just ask Oriole fans for so many decades. They pray that that Pierre Angelos is in the right mood when a deal gets put on his desk so that the GM can improve the team or not. I mean, you never know. I don't like that at all. I don't like the idea that the tenor was, this is done, he's coming back, and he isn't because something changed. If it was as simple as they saw his performance in this postseason and were like, okay, this guy can't do it, that's one thing. But I keep coming back to this suspicion that it was because they don't want to pay a manager. And if they don't want to pay a manager, why are they going to pay the next guy? You know what I mean? It's just that the Nationals and the Learners view the manager different than everybody else in baseball. And that's a cultural thing with the Nationals. They think they know best about everything. And yeah, in a lot of ways, they do. In a lot of ways, they've been a winning organization, have kicked people's butts. But when it comes time to winning, when it comes time to get down here, get through this postseason thing, they haven't. They haven't performed up to expectation. And maybe that's something that's at the core of this. I just care about process so much.
Yeah, and I want to confirm that I do not like the way the managerial position has been handled here from the beginning. I also think they did the right thing today. And I think that those two things can be true.
It's hard to balance those things, I guess, is why I keep shouting at you.
Because people are having a hard time with it, and everyone's just using this as another way of clubbing the way that they handle the managerial spot. But for me, this was, while not easy because it's not going to be perceived well, this was an easy decision. I came to the conclusion while watching that division series, you cannot win a World Series with Dusty Baker making in-game decisions in the playoffs. It's not a coincidence that none of his teams ever have, and he's managed good teams very well, by the way, all season long, and year in and year out in the postseason, somehow, some way, with, and I can go through all of them all the way back to Russell Ortiz, with questionable decisions one after another. It just hasn't worked out. So I'm guessing the learners decided the same thing. They're way more plugged in than I am. They're way smarter than I am.
Sure.
They talk to way more baseball people than I do. They lean on way more baseball people than I do. I can't kill them for this decision, but I can also say, yeah, this looks terrible, A, because of how popular he is, but B, because of how you've handled this post in the past.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Want people to continue to react. Breaking news we're owning here on 106.7 The Fan, your flagship home for the Nationals. Dusty Baker is out as manager. At this point now, you start to look toward the future. Is John Farrell a candidate coming over from Boston? A guy that I really like is Alex Cora, the bench coach with the Astros. I think he could do a very good job. He's never managed before. That would be handing the keys to an expensive car to a guy who hasn't driven. There are some other names being bantied about. I would not rule out, because of how close they are to a World Series, you know, a one-year run or something like that for one of these guys you thought would never manage again, like La Russa or Leland. But I'd say that, I mean, and by the way, that's just completely speculative. I haven't heard that anywhere.
All right, full phone lines. Let's get to as many of these as we can. Bridget in Springfield. Dusty Baker out. Your reaction.
Hi. I love your guys' show, by the way.
Thank you.
This is where I have a problem. I do not agree with the way Dusty managed the lineup for the playoffs, and I'm a huge fan. It seemed as though he was going to either win with his starters or lose with his starters, which I didn't think was a good strategy. But this is where I have the problem, why I don't necessarily think he should have been let go. And if you look at the last playoff, the four playoffs that these guys have gone to, the fact is you cannot win a playoff if the players don't get on base.
Yeah, it's a big problem. And not all of this is on Dusty, but what he can control, we all kind of agree he didn't do a good job of.
By the way, I think you and I both said this, so we should restate it. They didn't get eliminated from the playoffs because of Dusty Baker.
Agreed.
They got eliminated from the playoffs because they didn't hit enough. They didn't come through with timely hitting. Scherzer didn't pitch well in Game 5. We can run through the list of things like Gio Gonzalez struggling in his start. He just didn't help them at all. He made it harder for them to win than easier. Couple of notes before we get back to the phones. Ken Rosenthal, who is the number one reporter covering baseball in the country, reporting some with the Nationals believe pitching coach Mike Maddux will be a candidate to replace Baker. He said, sure, there's going to be other candidates as well. So we had someone call in and suggest that.
Oh.
Maddux has not been a manager in the past, worth noting. Jamal Collier right now and other writers who cover the team are on a conference call with Mike Rizzo. He's quoting Rizzo as saying, winning a lot of regular season games and winning divisions is not enough. He said that Rizzo made the decision last night. We're going to get to some audio in 1 second. Also, Rizzo said this is strictly a baseball decision.
Wow.
They were not this is not about negotiations. They were not mid-negotiation with Baker. He said that they informed Dusty Baker this morning. So let's play what we've got from Mike Rizzo. This conference call just started.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it was one of the most difficult decisions that the ownership group and myself had to make since we've been here with Washington. You know, Dusty has been a great representative of the Washington Nationals for his tenure here, a class man, a Hall of Fame type of manager. I think that the one thing that happened from the regular season to the postseason is that, you know, we've come such a long way with the Nationals organization. You know, in 2009, we were hoping to improve our record from 2008. In 2012, we were hoping to make the playoffs. And now our expectations have grown to the fact that winning a lot of regular season games and winning divisions are not enough. Our goal is to win a world championship. And to that end, we made the decision late last night and alerted Dusty this morning.
Mike Rizzo on his conference call. 800-636-1067 to the phones we go.
All right, let's go to Mike in Silver Spring next up. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys, love the show. Really didn't agree with the situation. As one of the previous callers said, I thought that the players had a tendency to let down the managers over the last few years, And, you know, no matter how great a manager you are, if the players don't perform, you're not going to win. And they really just didn't perform. You can question decisions here and there, but at the when you look at it overall, the last couple of years, they didn't do what they should have done. With other managers, they didn't do what they should have done. And they're going to find out. You know, I'm not really a Nationals fan, but I believe that they're going to find out when they get the next manager that it's going to be more the same.
Mike, thank you, buddy. I think that's the thing. That's the risk you take. You better be right this time. Let's go to Ben in Rockville. Ben, you've been very patient. What's up?
Not a problem. Hey, listen. Hey, Bob. Listen, hey, guys, Bob. I got to tell you, I mean, no offense. I mean, I hate to bring this up, but I have two favorite teams. Number one is Yankees. Number two is the Nationals. I got to say this way. I'm actually going to blame the general manager. For my view is that they did not bring enough talent on board. I do not think you can blame Dusty Baker. I think he's an amazing manager. But I believe that the organization did not bring on the correct people, and that is why I would say that wise. Dusty Baker, for me, is not at fault. He's an amazing manager.
You don't
manager.
Think they had enough talent?
The way it was
or you
handled
think,
was all wrong.
Hold on. I wanted you to answer this question. You don't think they had enough talent
sure.
to win?
I do. I look at the Kansas City Royals, how they won. They won with a bunch of young talent, with some extra older talent, and I just do not think it was handled appropriately.
All right, thank you for the call. Thank you, buddy. They've got a first baseman who went 30-100,
yeah,
who's been a several-time All-Star. They have a second baseman who's been second in the batting title the last 2 years. They have a shortstop who was a top 15 pick who was one of the finest prospects in baseball. They have a third baseman who led the league in WAR at the All-Star point and who should have been an All-Star this year and has been top five in MVP voting in the past. You mentioned veterans. They have a 38-year-old left fielder who's got some of the highest games played postseason credentials of anyone in the sport. They have a center fielder who had a breakout season and has suddenly flourished to the point where they may have found him a job for the future. They have a right fielder who's won an MVP award.
Cy Young Award winner is your number one. Your number two is the best pitcher on the planet in the second half. Your two late bullpen additions are as good as anybody's in the sport.
If you can't win with that group, sorry. That's not to say you're going to win every time with that group, but to say they don't have enough talent is insane.
Agreed there. We got tons of calls on the line. Let's jump to a break, Jeeps, and keep rolling through these.
800-636-1067. More from Mike Rizzo's conference call. You'll hear that audio only here on 106.7 The Fan. We're Grant and Danny.
No need to move on from Ted Britt Ford. You can keep them. Keep them. Be very patient with them because they will do the job every time. These guys are awesome. Been in business nearly 60 years. You know how? Excellence. They do great work. Fairfax, Chantilly, just a click away at tedbritt.com. I've been there two times for two different cars. And right now, it's the time for you. Yes, for you. The fall is here. It has arrived. So are those 2018s. They're en route, which means you get a great deal on a 2017. How about 0% financing for 72 months on a Focus or a Fusion, just like mine? 0% financing for 60 months on most 2017 models in stock. Some great deals on, I don't know, how about some premium rides like the F-150? 2017 F-150 as low as $19,999. 2017 Escape as low as $16,500 or up to $10,000 off. Fusion, just like your voice, $15,900 or up to $10,000 off. Here's your bottom line. Get yourself a great deal when you go to Ted Britt Ford. And when you buy from Ted Britt Ford, new, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, Ted Britt for life. Lifetime coverage. Big things, powertrain, little things, Virginia State Inspection. They'll handle it for you. I'm telling you, go see them and tell them Danny sent you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.